Hi there. The word for today is, Christ is in you. In Colossians 1 verse 27, reading from the Message, Paul writes, the mystery in a nutshell is, Christ is in you. Now, when Paul writes, Christ is in you, no other religion makes such a claim. No other movement implies the living presence of its founder in his followers. No wonder Paul refers to it as the mystery. We comprehend the idea of Christ for me, or Christ with me, or Christ ahead of me. But Paul said it's better than that. It's Christ in me. In his writings, Paul refers to this union with Christ 216 times. John mentions it 26 times. They describe a Christ who not only woos us to himself, but actually, you might say, ones us with himself. John writes, 1 John 4, verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Just as you own the home you live in, so the Christ who lives in you owns you. You getting this? And when you own a home, you rearrange it the way you want it. Likewise, Jesus moves in and commandeers your hands and feet, requisitions your mind and your tongue. Do you sense things being rearranged in your life today? That's Christ in you. Eugene Peterson paraphrases Paul's words this way, Romans 8, verse 29. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. Have you ever heard the old saying, making a silk purse out of a pig's ear? Well, that's what Jesus does when he takes up residence in our hearts. He has a plan for your life, and he also provides the power to fulfill it. And what's your part? To surrender and cooperate fully with him. And that is the word for you today.